All right, everybody. Hello and welcome. This is another PFA review. We have Tom Crimmins with us today to talk through a client that he worked with recently. And basically, this is going to be kind of an overview of what it was like from beginning to end with that client, any special things that stood out to Tom, and really just to understand what do our clients look like today and how are we dealing with them if anything is different. So I will go ahead and pass the controls over to Tom so he can go ahead and start sharing about this particular client. So, Tom, whenever you're ready, you can go for it and start presenting.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Megan, and welcome, everybody. I think particularly the angle that we're going for today is to look at someone who was perhaps out of the workforce, a stay-at-home mom, who was returning to the workforce by starting a business. So that's the situation with my client here. And while her name is blotted out, I don't think I'll be able to get through this whole thing without using a name. So let's just call her Jennifer. So to give you a little background, Jennifer is a person, I worked with her back in 2014, is when I did this placement, toward the end of 2014. But she's a person that had attended a workshop several years ago and was in my database, apparently still getting communication from me from time to time. And like a lot of clients, the timing was not right for her initially, but eventually she reached a point to where she was ready to move forward. I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference, but one thing, interesting thing that happened is her husband reached out to me. I think she was maybe even single when we had first, when she attended my seminar. So at first it was her husband that contacted me, and but it became quickly apparent that he was a chiropractor and was not going to totally give up his practice, but her situation was such that their children are now getting bigger and that she would have some time to devote to the business, and fairly quickly throughout the process, it became apparent that she was really the person I was working with, and her husband was going to continue with the business he was with his chiropractic practice. And Megan, is this screen big enough that people can actually see that? Because I'm not seeing it real clearly.
It could probably be zoomed in a little bit more, but I'm not really sure how to zoom it in.
I actually have it printed out here so I can look at it, but I hope that folks can see it and make out what's on the screen.
You squint real hard, you can see it. So hopefully it'll do, and then we can kind of look into the story too.
Yeah, and I'll try to go out of my way to explain as we go. So the husband and wife both did the profile. But I'm focusing here on Jennifer's profile, as she was really the person that I was working with through the process. So when I'm sitting down to plan for my consultation with the person, my approach to the PFA is I'm global. So we all know that, you know, some people are global, some people are specific. So I like to get the big picture first and then work down to the details. So what I look at overall is you know, I look at the person's personality profile, and Jennifer is an achiever emulator. I then look at the financial picture to get a general idea of what we're looking at. Their net worth was very close to $1 million, about $890,000. And out of that, a fair amount of liquidity, though, also quite a bit of it in 401k, but also it looks like they own their house free and clear. So the financing was not a real tight constraint here. Jennifer, at the time we met, was about 34 years old, her husband a little bit older at 40. So those things quickly, and the fact that I knew that she had been a stay-at-home mom. She had worked in the business world, and I knew from talking with them and from the profile she filled out, she had been in pharmaceutical sales. So this all around is a pretty nice client to have in that they've been in the business world, so they have good business experience. the husband, while part of their motivation was that reimbursement in the chiropractic business has been down for several years because it used to be they got better coverage by insurance and now get less of it. So them getting reimbursement has been a challenge. Their income was down in that regard, yet still they were making a pretty nice income from his business. And so it was not someone who was necessarily desperate to make money right from the beginning. And also with that kind of background, I was pretty sure that we'd probably be looking at things that would fall in the semi-absentee category. Understanding her situation was confirmed when we met that while she had more time now, that her kids were getting a little bit older, she still wanted to be able to deal with them, take them to school, pick them up from school. So a business that would require her full-time participation was probably not something that was in the cards. With that background, then I start to look at a little bit more detail with the profile. And one thing that I learned there, and again confirmed when we got together, one of the things she said one of her greatest successes had been starting a business with her siblings. And as it turned out, she comes from a family of entrepreneurs, and that's maybe a little bit different than our traditional clients who usually only have corporate experience, but her parents had owned a construction business and actually had owned a number of franchised hotel concepts up in northern Michigan, a couple states away. So they had that experience. Her husband's self-employed. So some of the usual angst that our clients might have about the fear of starting a business, I think was a little less so with these folks just because they've been there, done that, and it was not a new experience for them. A lot of people, and she's an achiever emulator, so as we know, sometimes achievers don't answer a lot of detailed questions on their questionnaire. She was pretty brief with her comments, and what she was looking for. She didn't give me a lot of clues ahead of time in regard to the answer she gave on the first few pages of the profile. But when we dig in to look at the personality assessment, as I said, she's an achiever emulator. And I think you can probably certainly see the big picture things on the screen here. Core competencies were leadership, the administration and management, and client services, client management and support, which I like to call customer service. Also, I knew because she had been a successful pharmaceutical sales rep, and in the early part of her profile, she indicated that she won awards doing that. I figured she was not a shy person about sales. So even though we're probably going to look at semi-absentee things that don't often involve sales, it gave us a lot more flexibility to look at a wider range of things where if selling was involved, she probably could do that. And as you can see from her profile there, she profiled actually as high in sales. And at least amongst clients I get, for somebody to be in that high category is kind of unusual. I get a lot of people that are above average, but not too many in high. Good at single unit and multi-unit, and that was good to see that she profiled well for multi-unit because that would be the growth strategy for them is to grow their business that way. So those are things that we knew going into to the meeting. I also like to look at the meta program aspects of the client as part of my preparation and just to understand who I'm looking at. So her I'm gonna have to open up. I think I can't read it on the screen either, but her direction sort was balanced, so she was neither toward nor away, and that was confirmed by the meeting with her. They were not overly anxious. They were more eager. I'd say they were actually more toward in terms of what they wanted to accomplish. External frame of reference, so this is a person that's going to probably work well with our research process, and she was procedural, which, again, I think is more consistent with the general Franet process of looking at a few good things and not an optional who's wanting to look and look and look at more and more things. Global, big picture kind of person, so I knew that somebody I could relate with well, and she was auditory in terms of communication style. So with that background, and again, knowing that we're going to look at probably at semi-absentee things, my observation is that when you're looking at businesses like that, some of the detailed things that we focus on in terms of a person's job skills, work experience, role of the owner in the business, I think become less important. And what becomes more important is their ability to manage people and probably to run a marketing campaign, run marketing efforts around their business. So as we sat down and started going through their experience and what they wanted to accomplish, one thing I learned is that she had opened a gift shop with her sisters, and she was running from a long distance from, again, back in Michigan versus there in Kentucky. So, she had a lot of experience at managing a business at long distance and certainly at arm's length. So all these things start to sound pretty good to me. So in the meeting, even though her husband had made the initial contact, an interesting dynamic that occurred is I really thought at first that it was going to be focused on him. I wasn't quite as aware of her situation early on, but it became very clear in our meeting that instead of the discussion being with him, she was taking more of a leadership role in the consultation. So it became clear to me that that was the person that I needed to really focus on and work with. So some of the elements that were important in their business model came out in our discussion. They had been at a collective family income level of about $500,000 a year. It had dropped more like to $300,000, so they were that was their big goal, was to get back to that. One of the goals for her husband, who was 40, a little bit older than her, he said, he wanted to be able to retire at 50, but happy to work probably until he was 70. But again, that's a request I often get from folks is I'd like to be in a situation where I don't have to keep working, but if I work, it's because I choose to, not because I'm forced to provide income. Because both of them had come out of the medical field, they wanted to avoid a business that had lots of rules and regulations, which probably had affected both of them adversely in both her pharmaceutical sales and in his chiropractic practice. They enjoyed work. Work is fun, but they still wanted to have time for family. Their primary motivation, self-confessed, was to make money. So that's why they were looking. That's the main thing. And their long-term goal was to eventually create a net worth of $10 million. So ambitious people that wanted to accomplish a lot. Okay. Let's see. What other things can I tell you in working with them? They probably all of us have had the experience of working with clients that were, anxious or defensive or skeptical. It was nice not to really have that to any great degree with them. One thing that did come out of her family's experience in working with the hotel chains, even though overall that had been a successful thing for them, she wanted to avoid getting into a franchise where a franchisor could come back and suddenly dictate major changes in the model that were going to lead to a lot of expense. That's something that probably is more of a common issue with maybe hotels and restaurants where, the franchisor says, hey, we need to add breakfast, or gosh, we're going to a whole total new look for our hotels, and so we need our franchise to go out and upgrade everything. Not too difficult a thing for us to honor, but that was a nice little gem for me to focus on in presenting businesses to them. In terms of budget, they were pretty flexible on budget. As it turned out, that was not a big issue for them, and frankly, at times they probably could have even gone back to family if they had needed more money, but they were financially in good shape to do a lot of things. So those are, that was the picture that came out of the profile. I'm looking at my notes here. Pretty straightforward again. Not a lot of other nuance to this. So somebody who wants a business, something that they can do, something they can grow, and something that they certainly want the business to work on and not in, even if it hadn't been semi-absentee. So if you've worked with people in the medical profession, and I find it particularly true with chiropractors, they're sometimes captive to their office. It's their own labor that they have to provide to increase their income. So having ways to something that they could have people working for them was very attractive. It's been a little while since I worked with this client, and as I look back at my notes with them, I see that I actually gave them lots of options. I have no explanation for that. It's not usually my style. I'm usually only going to recommend three or four things to start. But it may have been that, and I believe the husband may have been particularly this way, was asking for more and more choices as he was one of these that said, well, what other things do you have? So he was a little bit more of an optional buyer. The four that we settled on for them to initially research were Elements Therapeutic Massage, 18-8 Fine Men's Hair Salons, Yoga Fit, and Soup. I'm sorry, but it has been a little time since all this transpired, so I don't recall how quickly they started to focus in, but my thinking is it was probably Elements and 18-8. One thing that I think was important to them was to have the ability to grow and expand the business, and in the market where it was at the time with Elements, there was not a lot of remaining room for growth. So they ended up focusing on 18-8. The Achiever Emulator, this is a person that is not really afraid to tackle that newer stage company. And this was a profile that was done before we added back in that stage of growth thing. So I'm sorry we don't have that to look at, because it would be interesting to see how she profiled. But probably she's a person that would not have been concerned about being an early adapter in a franchise system. And indeed, she liked the business. She liked the company, and eventually did a discovery day, and that's the business that they agreed on, was to do a three-pack of 18-8. As a little postmortem on it, it did take a long time for them to find a location, and ironically, I just had lunch with her at a networking thing just last week. She's only been open for a month. Some of that delay, by the way, was not the franchisor. It was little issues with a landlord in the market. But she finally did get a location, probably a very nice location. And she's open. We've got a nice team of people going and seems very enthusiastic and happy with the business so far. Of course, she's at the early stages of it. So, at any rate, this I guess my overall thoughts about this, Megan, is that I always felt like this kind of person, the mother returning to the workforce from being a stay-at-home mom, it's something I often ask for in my networking you know, giving my elevator speech kind of thing. It's just, it's one of several options of clients that I look for, but it is harder to find them. So this was nice that it was somebody who really fit that profile. And I think some advantages to a person in that situation, the family is often used to living off the income of the one person, whether it happens to be the husband or wife that's staying at home. So they're used to working off the one income, so they're not quite under the financial pressure. And so it just makes them nice people to work with. So that's
so Tom, are you seeing a lot of stay-at-home moms, or really in general, kind of on top of that question too, what are some other PFAs that you're seeing along with the stay-at-home mom PFAs that are kind of coming through and showing up that weren't maybe showing up a couple years ago?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I guess I'm more of a mind that the more things go on, the more they stay the same, relatively speaking. Although I do see in my practice a tendency toward doing a lot more semi-absentee placements, and I think it's probably something we see throughout the organization where, you know, years ago we used to do almost exclusively service businesses, and we maybe had, you know, one or two brands like a Great Clips that was semi-absentee. That was more the exception. But now, you know, more and more of my placements are that, whether it's somebody returning to the workforce or it's a family that wants to add a business while they're both still working, I'm seeing a lot more people that are open to a bigger investment, a semi-absentee business, and one that may take them a while, you know, to find a location and get started. They're more open to that than that corporate executive who's lost their job and is desperate to start making income again.
Right, yeah. And kind of on that topic, too, as far as what's changed, and are you seeing, when Jennifer came to you, did she come with pretty much the same fears, the same kind of ideas about what franchising was, or were they more open to that kind of thing, too?
Well, I think because of her parents' experience in franchising, that probably made her a little less typical client. She had seen her family be successful in spite of the fact that they had to sometimes go back and do extensive modifications as a brand evolved. That was something she knew was an issue because it sometimes meant that they were, you know, they had to make a big reinvestment to keep their income going. But, you know, she seemed a lot more open to the whole franchise model.
Yeah, and do you think, I mean, and this is a pretty broad question, so if there's not an answer to this, I understand, but since Jennifer had that background, so she probably didn't have many concerns like other people do, but kind of in the PFAs you've been getting or maybe a couple of recent deals that you've had, would you say that the general attitude toward the franchise industry or thoughts on you know, what are keeping them back or maybe what's making them want to learn more? Is there anything there that you've kind of noticed that stood out to you that is different?
Well, I think the only change I see very recently here in June of 2016, it does seem like the job market is opening up a bit. I am also tending to get more people that are interested in semi-absentee, which is good, but it also means that somewhat like Jennifer, they don't necessarily have to do something. And if, you know, like I had another couple recently that I thought was going to be a good example of this. It was husband-wife team. They were both engineers. She stayed at home. They were ready to come back to the workforce. But then once they started looking, they had some kind of personal issue arose with a friend, and it was easy for them to get distracted and not do anything. So yeah. I think that's a vulnerability. But it was kind of a vulnerability with these folks, except that, you know, again, their big motivation was money. They were not happy with the kind of money they were making. You know, a lot of people might have been happy with that level of income, but they were not, and they were determined to get more. By the way, the husband achieved, the profile is an achiever, but longer. So I got a couple of achievers here that, you know, I think really helped drive the situation as well.
I see. Okay. Well, I think that covers it, unless you want to add anything more.
No, I hope it's been a useful example, I guess, as I was going through it. It's kind of an exercise of an ideal client to look for, but you know, that's what we do our marketing for, is to be out there and try to find these people that are really interested. And so far it's been a case with a happy ending, because she seems very enthusiastic about the business. I noticed that at the networking event that a lot of people were very interested in it. She gave out coupons, and so I think she's off to a good start with her business.
Great. Okay, and everybody, this is going to be put on to Frag Connect, and it'll be probably where the other ones are, which is in the library under training. I'll make sure everyone knows how to get to them. Be sure to check out some of the other ones that we'll be doing here to kind of get an idea of what people are seeing, if it's different, things like that, kind of get a better idea on how to handle these clients. So thank you, Tom, for sharing on Jennifer and for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck.